I've always been impressed, especially like you have two Democrats running or in the commissioner's office and one Republican, and you guys seem to work as a team. Democrat and Republican doesn't enter into the equation, does it?
No, it never does. No, yeah. We are here to work for the people, and what's good for the people is what we aim for.
And the one great thing about this Board of Commissioners is the chairmanship. Every 16 months, another person gets the chairmanship. So all three of us had our equal time as chairman of the board. And as administrators of the county government, it's sort of like you taking on what you did at St. Leo's.
But I can write a book on that.
But it is a management. And I think that's at this Board of County Commissioners. They have tremendous management skills and able to get the job done. Our elected officials, that the other elected officials, what a tremendous elected officials they are. They have, we have given them a budget, and they've done the great job that they should do within their own department. But we take credit as being good managers, and it's able to get all that work out of all those people, and teamwork. For example, I'm really marvel at what has happened at St. Leo's, and June and I and Dan, we went to the service that night. Just to walk into that place was impressive, but the work that was done. But it takes a good manager. You were a good manager, but you had great people that worked in our community that you used. And so that was, so I take pride in the management of this Board of County Commissioners, of how we created good teamwork amongst everybody. Everybody sets at the plate, and everybody puts their 10 cents in.
Yeah. And that's good, and that's the way it should be, I believe.
That's the number one thing we hear from the public. Yeah, you're getting along, and that goes back, as you remember, Danny, being involved. That goes back before the first change happened. When June and Christine Gavazzi and Joe Cook came in, everyone was talking about the fights that happened in the 1980s in the commissioner's office. And that's still something, as you said, and using Ron's example of how you managed that big project at the church, you can't have backbiting and infighting and egos rubbing against others, and let alone the party politics. That doesn't happen. We never will sit down and say, well, I'm going to look on it in party terms, or I'm going to take my direction from a phone call, some party or whoever. Absolutely not. And we get criticized. Certainly in the earlier years, we had criticism for that too, because some people expect you to maybe make decisions based on party or something. And I'm very proud to be part of a team that we get along, we respect each other, because we all agree the best interest of the people is our number one concern and goal. So that's something to be very, very proud of.
I think you should be, and I think the people out there see that. And, you know, looking back over the years, yeah, it was pretty bad there for a while, you know. And Elk County now has gotten the respect it certainly deserves. And you people should be well commended, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
One other thing that I have a little bit of a pet peeve here with, and we talked a little bit about it off the air, is the trees down there in front of the courthouse. I've been mentioning it over the last two or three years. It really is unsightly. They should be trimmed. I think that they're dying from the inside. Trees need, I guess they need fresh air just like we do, you know, and there's really no fresh air going through those trees, and they're going to die, and you have a liability, they're going to fall on someone. You have any response to that?
Absolutely. That's
And before Dan says anything, he is really he's the commissioner that takes care of the grounds.
Oh no, no. Yeah. That was a cheap shot there.
He's in charge of the grounds.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever that responsibility is, we decide as a team.
What a politician.
that was really, we got issues now. But the issue on the trees, you know, it, to a lot of people listening in, it might sound like a pretty trivial thing. But what we have is a historic courthouse. As everyone knows, it's one of the most picturesque historic courthouses in Western PA,
if not in the
Commonwealth.
If you can see it.
And to many people, the historic trees, the people who like trees call them mature trees, and they think they're part of that legacy. And I know there's another whole argument to this, which we can get into. But it's one of those issues where we do have very strong advocates of keeping historic trees. They a lot of them have their own history of who planted them. Joseph Tambini planted a lot of them. He was a stagecoach driver who did the Smithport-Milesburg Turnpike. Tambine, the ghost town, was named after him. There's that whole kind of lore, which is part of the fabric of Ridgeway that a lot of people really revere and want to maintain.
You can ask 1,000 people who Joseph, whoever was, and right. I guarantee you not one's going to know who he was.
But back to the present day then.
Okay.
What we've done is we do have a program where every year an arborist does come through, dead limbs, dangerous trees, and I think Denny, you will give us that much. We have taken some down lately, and what we've opted to do, whether you like it or not, we want to. They are, as you said, when you have an even aged stand of trees, and especially an even species of trees, you're susceptible to a lot of bad things happening. So we want to get enough old ones out, but plant new ones in to keep. We like the green space. I don't think anyone could argue that you want trees on a courthouse square. Where the argument comes in, as you made your point, if it hides your most important asset, your building, is that a bad thing or a good thing? So we are taking out the ones, obviously they don't live forever, and the fact that so many were planted at the same time means they're reaching their end of life at the same time.